Lee plays specific music to allow her soul to transcend the present physical world and to journey into a client's past, in search of answers to a person's present problems.
The music we use for shamanic journeying helps to get you into a trance state in order to journey for that person. If you have rhythmic drumming, it gets you into an altered state. Rhythmic drumming or rattling or didgeridoo.
Lee says she became a shaman about 15 years ago thanks to a spiritual gift from God.
And a shaman has the ability to leave their body at will and to journey into the upper, the middle, or the lower worlds in search of the lost aspect of a person's soul, to find it, to heal it, to retrieve it, to bring it back and to reintegrate it back into the person who's suffering from soul loss.
Lee says some people have experiences that are far too traumatic for them to handle, and so parts of their souls are lost or go into hiding in other spiritual realms. As an example, she mentions a person who was sexually abused as a child.
So the person is going to complain of feelings of a loss of identity. They're going to complain of an illness that never really gets better. Depression, insomnia, strange symptoms for which there is no medical cure.
Lee says on a shamanic journey, several compassionate allies guide her to retrieve the damaged aspects of people's souls.
And they can take the form of various spirit helpers which come from God. So it could be guardian angels, it could be loved ones in spirit who still care very much about the person you're dealing with. It could be that person's guardian angel who's been with them from birth. It could be legions of angels, depending where that soul has landed up.
On difficult journeys, when there's lots of pain involved, and when her soul could be confronted by evil forces, Lee asks what she calls ascended masters for protection.
We're talking about all the great masters. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about Buddha. We're talking about Muhammad. We're talking about the Virgin Mary. We're talking about all the masters that the different religions know and serve. When you invoke the power of all the ascended masters, that's quite a strong force to have backing you.
She says when she does this, her clients feel hands on their bodies.
Hands of healing, hands of love, throughout the entire session, as though they're just surrounded by this incredible love that holds them, that cradles them, that works on them throughout the session.
Lee says she's been on plenty of amazing spiritual travels, including one with a man who was suffering from asthma. She remembers their souls journeying into a cave, seeming to walk forever in underground tunnels, trying to find the lost part of his soul.
We came to an opening in the ground, like a well, and as we looked over, we could see him as a young boy, lying trapped under a pile of stones.
Lee's spirit eventually freed the trapped part of the man's soul and encouraged it to breathe again.
It came out that in a previous life, he, as a child, had fallen into a well and had died through drowning, and nobody had ever found him. And this person explained that in this life he always suffered from claustrophobia and had a terrible fear of water and would never go swimming.
She says she blew the healed aspect of soul back into the man, and he never again suffered from asthma and claustrophobia and began to swim. Recently, Lee journeyed for a woman suffering from intense depression. As her soul traveled into the client's past, Lee says she followed a long rope that looked like an umbilical cord. At the end of it was a young lady rocking a baby. Lee recognized this as the damaged part of the woman's soul, so she healed it and restored it to the woman. Afterwards, Lee told her client what she'd seen.
And this particular lady was well into her 50s, and she said, "Good grief, early in her 20s, she fell pregnant. She had very, very high blood pressure. And in order to save her life, they had to terminate the pregnancy. And she never fell pregnant again. So she grieved for that baby all her life without realizing that she was experiencing soul loss as a result of that.
Lee's soul also travels to what she terms the upper world.
A child may have been severely abused, and during that time, an aspect of soul may have decided they would far rather go and live in the upper world. That's the world of angels, where everything is beautiful and perfect. Some people call it heaven.
People who've been involved in Satanism sometimes approach her. She says she knows this to be true, even if they try to hide it from her.
If you're a clairvoyant and a healer, the minute somebody walks through the door, it's like they're covered by a black cloud of energy, and you can feel the energy as they approach. If they phone you, you can hear it in their voice, and you know if you want to get involved or you don't.
The Satanists want Lee to heal the parts of their souls that they've surrendered to Satan. That involves a journey of her soul into the lower world, or hell.
And you need to ask yourself if you're strong enough spiritually to do a soul retrieval for that person, because there's danger involved. There is physical danger involved in that your soul might get lost. Your soul might be taken in your attempt to retrieve that soul.
But she says, with help from the forces of good, she's usually successful in retrieving and healing broken aspects of people's souls.
And then 3 months later, they contact me and say, wow, my whole life has turned around. Other people feel an incredible sense of relief. Some people feel comforted. Some people feel a whole lot lighter.
Lee describes herself as a channel for God. She says she'll continue waging her war as a shaman against evil and soul loss for as long as she's able. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.